All right, it is a beautiful Friday morning as SandFest 2018 is about to get underway. It's going to be sand sculptors, there's going to be a beer tent, there's going to be stuff for kids to do all weekend long, and lots of music. And joining us right now, Julianne Ankley and Gary Hannon. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
We're doing good.
You were just telling me about your summer. You've already had a busy summer, and it just gets busier for you, doesn't it?
Yes, it's cranked up on 10 right now.
Where are you going to be tonight? What are you going to be doing?
Well, tonight's really exciting. About once a year, I go down to Comerica Park and sing the national anthem for the Detroit Tigers. So that's happening tonight, and I love it.
That is so cool. Can I tell you something? That is like a bucket list thing for me.
Is it?
Oh, my gosh. I would love to do that.
I'll try to hook you up.
Oh, I wasn't trolling or anything like that. Boy, that's got to be a thrill, huh?
It's such a thrill, and it's such an honor. And when you hear the people in the crowd singing along with you, it just gives you chills.
Absolutely.
It's just amazing.
You've been walking around here at SandFest. What
have
you seen? What do you think?
Oh, it's so cool. I was able to talk to some of the sculptors. We walked around. There's sculptors here from all over, from Quebec, from South Padre Island, all over the world. Yeah, they're just starting. They started at 9 a.m. There was a whistle that went off, and away they went.
And they're hard at work, and they're going to keep working all weekend long. I want to know about the Songwriters Circle on Sunday. I think at 1:30, is that right?
Yes, Songwriter Circle, 1:30, Gary Hannon.
1:30, yeah, good morning.
Good morning. So what's the Songwriter Circle all about?
This year it's myself and Julianne and Michelle Chouinard. Uh-huh. And we're going to get up there and tell some of the stories behind our songs and perform them acoustically. And just have a good time on stage.
What a great setting for something like that. Right out here,
right
by
perfect.
The lake.
Perfect.
Yeah, we were here last year, and it's really an awesome event, really.
That's such a neat way to perform when you get a chance to really tell stories along with singing. Because it's one thing to get up and share your songs, but to tell the stories behind them is kind of fun, isn't it?
Well, the good thing about some of the stories is there's actually multiple stories behind each song. So it's not, if you perform your same song the second year, there's two or three different stories that you can relate to when you are writing that song. It's not just one specific story. So people get to hear the same song with a different twist each time they see you perform it. So.
Do you two write songs together?
We have.
That's a hard thing. Yeah.
Well, because it can be. I mean, it can be difficult because you take, it's like your child. It's like, something that you've kind of given birth to. And it's kind of hard to let somebody else join you in that sometimes, isn't
right.
it?
Right. Gary's co-written very often in Nashville, Tennessee for years and years and years. And I've co-written also, but we're also a couple. So that brings another that brings another aspect to the writing. And we're both pretty strong personalities, would you say?
We're at that stage now where we enjoy writing as individuals by ourselves.
Yeah.
We have different messages to share and different methods of writing. And so it's nice to be individualistic.
Do you ever communicate to each other through song? Do you ever say, hey, was that about me? Well, why did you write that?
Yes, we have. And I've also written some songs with Michelle Chouinard, too. So that'll be a nice dynamic on the stage today.
Absolutely. So that's going on Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon.
1:30. Now and then, you got all kinds of stuff going on, don't you?
Yes, we do. So we're going to be all over the place doing lots of fun things. And hopefully we'll spend some time here, too, because I love this event. This is great.
Really is cool. Wow, what else is happening for you this summer?
We're doing this on Sunday, Tigers Tonight. I'm also an artist, so I have a reception starting tomorrow at the Studio 1219.
Really?
So my very first public exhibition of my artwork will be on display.
What kind of artwork?
I do oils and acrylics and watercolors, and I've got a couple receptions next week there. So I'll actually be performing in the studio in where my paintings are next Saturday, so from
That's
3
awesome.
To 5. And then we've got shows. We're headed down to Destin, Florida to do a show down there. And Gary Hannon's got a show at Lexington Village Theater on August 18th.
Oh, that's such a fun place to play.
It is.
Yeah, and I've got one there August 27th. And if you go to either of our websites, GaryJHannon.com,
right.
Mine's JulianneAnkley.com, you can see our full schedules.
Fantastic. Good stuff.
Yeah,
we've got
thank
a lot
you.
Of stuff lined up, especially in South Florida. Fort Myers Beach area, Sanibel Island. We've got six or seven shows down there coming up in
I
September.
Love Sanibel Island.
For the Island Hopper Festival,
Nashville in October.
Nashville.
Two shows in one day, actually, in Nashville.
October 13th.
And then I'm doing a show at the Country Music Hall of Fame on the 20th of October.
Yes.
Wow. So, yeah, it's a busy schedule.
It's going to be fun.
I guess it is. 1:30 this Sunday afternoon. I'm going to try and make it for that. That should be a lot
of fun.
Yeah, so I look forward to hearing you guys perform amongst the sandcastles.
Amongst the sandcastles. What a beautiful setting.
Nothing quite like it.
No.
Guys, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Paul.
And good luck tonight at Comerica Park.
Thank you. Right, go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Julianne Ankle. Maybe you can bring them a win. They need one.
They do.
Julianne, along with Gary Hannon on WPHM. On this Friday morning, we're at Blue Water Sand Fest at the Fort Gratiot Light Station. 18 past 9 o'clock. More coming up in just a few minutes on WPHM.
The bold and spicy flavors of Mexico are at Tio Gordo's Cocina in downtown Port Huron. How great does an icy cold Negro Modelo with some freshly made guacamole sound? Or how about trying the empanadas or Arizona-style cheese crisps? All the food is freshly made, and oh yeah,